Blog Talk Radio.
In New York, and we're going to be talking about terrorism today. This is something that we need to focus on and talk about because of what happened there in New York. And I have to say, thank God that they caught the man. Yes, because there's more terrorists that are here, and they're just waiting and plotting and planning when they can do some diabolical, asinine act like that. You know, when you do stuff like that, at all terrorist attacks, it hurts and harms and kills innocent people. I don't care who you are, what you are. If you have that frame of mind, you need to be dealt with, and you will if you think you can do something like that in this country and get away with it. Let me tell you something. America is not a perfect country, by no means, form or fashion. But it's the only country that you find people trying to get into and not get out of. And so if your ideology doesn't quite form or mash up with the ideals of American principles and idea, then I suggest that you leave and go somewhere. This is a land of freedom, and I can say that. As an African-American man, I experience freedom, and I walk in freedom because I know, for one thing, excuse me, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But I know there's a lot of people that hate Western countries, and this country is no exception. But I just want to give some little background to terrorism and why it persists here. When we think about America's original sin, it started out as a terrorist act. It's the truth. Oh, I know how a lot of people sweep it up under the rug. They don't want to talk about it, but it's the truth. This country was inhabited by Native Americans. You probably say, oh, why you got to go there? Why you got to deal with that? Why you got to bring up the past? I do that because it's the truth. Yep, it's the truth. This country was inhabited by a civilization called Native Americans. Know them as Indians. They were here, different nations. There was a confederacy of various tribes across the country, from east, west, north, and south. It was real. But when the Europeans came here, they came here with one agenda. They came here as terrorists. That may be rough for some of you to listen to, but they did. They came here to conquer, to kill, to steal, to control, and to possess in the name of King George. This country. And they literally did that. When Europeans came, they came. And they came and they brought diseases. They brought division. They brought a lot of things to this country. Now, don't get me wrong now. They brought a lot of things that they felt that uncivilized or savages did not have or possess. But the Native American culture was a culture that was intact. It was a culture that was about family, the preservation of the environment, the land. When they would hunt, they would hunt out of necessity, not out of sport. They had a for the land. And when there was tribal wars, but they had territorial rights and so forth. But when the European came, he came with the axe, the plow, the gun, and the Bible. The axe declared the land, the gun to defend and to control the land, the plow to cultivate the land, and the Bible to stimulate their religion, their faith across the land. They literally did that. And they did that at the expense of the near genocide of one race, which was Native Americans. That is America's original sin, the near genocide of one race and the enslavement and kidnap of another. Because when they tried to use the Native Americans to build this country, they rebelled and they left. They knew that they were not slaves. They were free men. And they were not going to submit to that lifestyle. But the Europeans did not stop there. They wanted to conquer this land and claim this land, which they did. And that was terror. There was massacres that took place. Yes, there was massacres, too, that took place on the Native American side, but they were in the defense of defending themselves, trying to fight back these invaders who had come to their land to possess it and to take it as their own. That is a fact. That is a true story. And it got so bad to the extent that they were so successful in doing that, they literally took over the land. That is America's original sin. That was an act of terror. And what happened was, in the process of doing that, they built a white society, a society that was for white people. That's right. And if you quite didn't fit in that culture, you were not able to function. And that happened. So the first terrorist act happened in the formation of this country. That's real. That's not a myth. That is reality. Now, you heard me say that America's original sin was started with the near genocide of one race and enslavement and kidnap of another. Well, the enslavement and kidnap of another happened. Millions of Africans were brought here to work to build this society, this new society. The first shipload came over in 1619, Jamestown. They came, but they came as some as indentured servants. But whatever turned the tide, they quickly became slaves, and it became almost a sport, a lucrative trade, where the slave trade was bringing in literally hundreds of thousands of slaves across the transatlantic journey, if they made it to the new land. And those that made it were forced to work, yes, sugarcane and other lucrative cash crops. And they worked hard. They lived on the plantation. And that's what they did. They did it to the extent that the whole southern economy became an empire where cotton was king, the cash crop was king, that was produced and built at the hands of foreigners to this land. And as society migrated and progressed, it became frowned upon, the enslavement of humans to literally run the plantations. The plantation was nothing but a business venture. And in the process of doing that, harsh treatment came to many of the slaves. Yes, there were many different kinds of plantations, but a lot of the plantations was nothing but brute brutality. And that happened all throughout the South, to the extent that when it finally came to a head, it came to whereas it was a war between the states. The bottom line is the North, they were jealous over the wealth of the South, and the war brought it all to a head. But one of the terror groups that emerged out of that era, because after it was legally ruled that it was no longer acceptable, the 13th Amendment made it not as such. New laws that were enacted, Jim Crow laws and segregation. And it was a group of new people who came on the scene. Yes, they were known as the KKK, Klansmen. And their job was to enforce white supremacy. And that happened. It happened to the extent people don't look at that group as the first terrorists in this country. They literally terrorized and tormented and brutalized and vigilante groups through lynched all kinds of people, women, men, children, destroyed families. They were the first terrorists. Rule. It was the supreme law of the land until that was ruled as an outlaw culture, and it was forbidden. And through the use of civil rights and those activists, men and women who gave of their life and sacrificed of themselves to bring about a difference, change came in the land. But what we see is that in the development of this country, that the United States of America spread forth its Western principles and ideology over to other countries. And other countries became the enemy, to the extent where the terror also swept over there. Now, you may say, like, this sounds very unpatriotic, but this is history. These are things that really happened. And what is now, and when they say chickens come home to roost, there are a lot of people that, even though this country has had a great transformation and migration, and it is now truly a land of opportunity, there are a lot of individuals that are harboring hate toward this country and will do everything possible by any means necessary to destroy this country. And a lot of innocent people become the victims. So when you see terrorist acts that have happened in this country, such as like 9/11 and the homegrown terrorism that is going on right now, I wish I could say that America is totally innocent. And the story is not told of what has happened in other countries. We need to realize that there's always a backdrop. There's always a background to some of the things that are happening right now in the present that we don't really pay attention to. things just don't happen per chance. There's a history to why a lot of things happen, which happen. And so even though we have a society that is very important, and if you're going to be a member of this society, I'm talking about the society of the United States of America, you must be committed to being a person who obeys the law, because we are a law-abiding society, and we're a free society. We can't just have anything happening. But what I'm saying is that some of the deeds of the past, we're reaping some of the results of those actions right now. There's a group of individuals called extremists, and they'll do everything they can to destroy what sense of freedom and security we have. So when we see acts that happen like in New York recently and others that possibly will spring up because of the hatred that enlisted these long rangers that are here, we must realize that this is not per chance. These are things that are happening because this country has a history in its formation to get to where it is today. And I just want to encourage anybody in their thinking mind, this is a land of opportunity. It is a land of freedom. Sure, there was some harshness in this country. I'm a product of the 60s, and it was some harshness that went on. The dogs, the fire holes, the billy clubs, the mass riots that was a way of burning down and fighting back, but burning up your own neighborhoods. It was chaos of the first degree. Things was out of order. We have to understand that the way we build a society is by working together and with each other and not against each other. And so let's do everything we can to express our views within the framework of the Constitution. This country has had a constitution that helps to govern it. And even in the Constitution, it talks about the uncivilized people, the savages, which was the Native Americans, which is improper. I want to say this United States of America is not, are no longer just to be looked upon as a white society. It is not a melting pot. It is a tossed salad where all diversity are represented here. Different ethnicities, where we can work together and preserve our freedom as individuals, where we have an alien rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have the privilege to be, to exercise our fundamental right to work at that in ways that promote that. I want you to be committed to that. Yes, there are a lot of structures in our country. Lots of structures that represent many different perspectives. But if there's one structure that means a lot, if there's one structure that means a lot in terms of being an impressive, it's the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty, which is stood in the harbor of New York, which stands there as a symbol of freedom, of life, and liberty for all. It's there for you. It's there for me, that we can be true citizens of this country. We have welcomed our borders to those who are willing to come and to be participants of building up this country and not tearing it down. If you have an agenda that's committed and dedicated to tearing up this country, then you need to tear out of here and go back to where you came from. We don't want that in this country. You have the right to express yourself. You have the right to own your own business. You have the right to save money. You have a right to raise funny, raise your family. You have a right, I guess, to be funny if you want to be, but you have a right to raise your family. You have a right to be somebody. Because this is truly a land that can give you an opportunity, but not an opportunity to be a terrorist. Not an opportunity to be a terror. You know, we have entered into an electoral season, which is soon going to come to pass. Just as sure as we're coming to the conclusion of this program, it's going to come to pass, this election. And we have a choice before us to elect a man or a woman to represent this country. This is one of the greatest countries in the world because of the opportunities we have. And I want to encourage you, I want to encourage you to know that if we work together, we can build this country up. We can build it up. But there's still some realms in economic equality that we got to work at. There's no reason why men should get more pay than women. Why is it that families can't have the equity of knowing that they can have the comfort of being unified in their purpose and their vision? Why is it that we have to live in a land of have and have-nots? There's a lot of people that are experiencing terror with their finances because the Wall Street crackheads, I'll say it again, the Wall Street crackheads, because they're cracking open their safes trying to secure all that money they got at the expense of the people. That's right. To the extent they almost brought this country to economic ruin by that ownership scam. Listen. There should not be an excuse for poor people in this country. There should not be a reason for have not in this country. And when individuals of influence are more governed by 1% that control the wealth of this here country than the other 99%, something is wrong. Something is wrong. And if you look at it, most of the wealth of this country was gained, yes, by hard work, but it was the hard work of African Americans building this country up. That is a terror in itself. And just and don't think that just because you gave the Native Americans casino that that make everything right. It does not make everything right because you swept it under the rug, the terror that took place in this country. So I predict, and I pray God that it don't, there'll be more terrorist attacks in this country, which it should not be. But there's always somebody that hates America. I do not like a lot of the things that happened to America and Americans, especially in the 60s, where people were not looked upon as full citizens. Had to put a sign around their neck to say, I am a man. Had to march, long marches. Had to sit down in lunch counters, ride the back of a bus, drink out of colored fountains, go into colored-only bathrooms. But we've made progress. Yes, we've made progress, but it does not end there. Let's not let the new forms of the isms and schisms hinder us from realizing that we can still continue to be a great country where life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is for all. But when we come in contact with those who are so committed to the damnation of society and will do everything they can with their homemade crazy bombs that would blow innocent people up, that is not the way. That is not the way. So we're talking about terrorism today. And if you are a law-abiding city, then you have nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. I want to encourage you to do everything you can to be a nation builder. Because the next generation needs to have the opportunity to experience life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to its fullest degree. And know your constitutional right. Everybody's not going to agree with you. And if decides not to stand up and salute the anthem, respect his right. That's his right. I'd rather see him doing that than taking his fist and trying to hit somebody upside the head and tear something down. That's his right. But you and we, the people, we have a responsibility to work together to make a difference. So I know this has been kind of different program today, but I just felt impressed to talk about terrorism. It's destructive in every form. We just looked at the results of 9/11 again, that vicious attack on our society, and you can see the destructive force and nature of terrorism. Let us, brothers and sisters, knowing that we have a purpose and we have a vision to be committed, to be dedicated to the principles of building up this country. We've come a long way, and we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go, and we'll make it. We can make it. Sometimes you got to take it, but we can make it. We can make it. I know you can. Program today with a prayer for you. I want to pray for the listeners because I know that you're concerned about what's happening in society because I'm concerned. And I know that terror in any form is not the proper force because it's destructive of nature. So, let me pray. Father God, help us, Lord, to be the kind of nation that can only not only take it, but make it. Make a difference in the world. Bind the spirit of terrorism and loose the spirit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And especially, Lord, give us the opportunity to experience the joy of being an American of whatever ethnicity we are. Well, this has been Stan Macklin saying whatever you're going through is not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes a difference. This has been Stan Macklin saying have a good day and goodbye.